Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 16th of October, and quite a bumper day today. Starting off with Besant Resources, where it looks as though enough of the consolidation in the upper 0.1s has been carried out there for the bulk of October. End of day close today, above 0.2 should be at least enough to get us up to the top of the rising trend channel from the end of February, 0.23. And if we're really lucky, we have a weekly close above 0.23 to give us the next target on the daily chart at that October resistance line projection up to 0.33. This stage already back below the 20-day line at 0.16 on an end-of-day close really delays the upside scenario. Great looking chart from Braveheart, which obviously took a long time to take off. We had this July to September sort of consolidation in the around the 20 pence level, which is rather frustrating, but broken the initial October resistance at 43 pence, and while we're above that, looking for hopefully a relatively easy move towards the top of the rising March trend channel at 60 pence, perhaps by the end of the month. I know that Deep Matter is a stock which a lot of people have been willing higher. It's taken a long time to get off the ground. Most of the consolidation around the 1.5 pence support area, but the final bear trap at the end of last month and the beginning of this month below that. That's normally the last flush out for weak hands so that they're not in a winning position. Currently, we're above the 50-day moving average at 1.85 and an end-of-day, end-of-week close above that level today, or end-of-day close next week, should be enough to get the shares up to an initial target around 2.5 pence over the next couple of weeks. Big picture target, hopefully by the end of the year, would be up to the top of the broadening April triangle there, heading towards the 5 pence level. And obviously, we don't want to see the shares back below a penny and a half anytime soon. ECR Minerals, slow burn higher as well. Here we're looking at a situation where we had the consolidation after the July rally, massive July rally. Not surprisingly, we had the consolidation. And now I think the key really is to be back above the mid-September peak at 2.1 pence. Above that, while we remain above that, looking for a top of March trend channel target as high as 3.25, hopefully by the end of next month. And if we're really lucky, by the end of this month. Galileo Resources, I've also covered a few times as well. It seems to be positioning itself quite well now. We had three tests of the 200-day moving average rising at 0.63, rising 200-day line, normally a leading indicator on future positive price action. And the view at this stage is, at least while we're above the 20-day line at 0.68, we can once again look for a retest of the main post-May resistance at 1.1 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. On to Kavango, and here you can see that the shares have broken out through a rather sticky 3 pence resistance. There is a 3 pence plus is a bit of a problem for the shares. That's sort of 1 year resistance as well. We had that in October, November, but hopefully a weekly close above 3 pence today should be enough to take the shares on a journey towards the top of the broadening triangle from August 2019. Currently pointing at an implied 5.5 pence target, and hopefully that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. Only back below the 50-day line at 2.44 pence currently, really delaying the upside scenario. On to Metal NRG, which I know has its fans, many fans, and probably more fans now, given the way that we've seen the shares break through the June and September resistance, the September peak there at 0.71. And the view at this stage is really, while we're above 0.8 pence, we should head up towards the top of that rising trend channel from November up to 1.4 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. And again, it could be something which we see by the turn of October. Good news today from Open Orphan, and things really buzzing there at the moment. I think the previous call there was, or here, was at above 25 pence. We could get up to 40 pence. That pattern still remains in place. I think 24, 25 pence is a sort of fuzzy resistance area that's now become new support. So maybe allow down to 24. But above that line there from May, currently at 25, looking for a 40 pence target. hopefully as soon as the end of next month. At this stage, everybody back below the 20-day line, currently at 21 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. One or two people chuckling at my 55 pence target for Orosur Mining on Twitter yesterday, and maybe they're right to chuckle, but hopefully, if we get the shares up to the top of that rising trend channel from the end of August, the bulls will be laughing properly. And in fact, if you look at that, the way it's set up at the moment, it could even be 55 pence, not just 50 pence. Stop loss on the bull argument, I suppose, is still around the 26 pence level, which was resistance a couple of days ago. A nice close above 30 pence, I think, would do the trick today to inspire confidence that 50 pence plus could actually be delivered by the end of next month. Don't normally look at the blue chips, or in the case of Rolls-Royce, former blue chips, but we got this pattern here with a rising trend channel from the end of last month. We pulled back from that peak at 250 last week and come back to test the 30-day line at 176, which tends to happen. The 30-day line mysteriously comes into support. That's also the uptrend line from last month. So the moment, if we can get a weekly close above the 50-day moving average, currently at 205 pence, or 206 pence actually to be precise, we could then see Rolls-Royce zigzag up towards the top of last month's trend channel at 300 pence, which will no doubt cheer some of its long-suffering bulls. Just a couple of stocks to go now. Tulu, nice pattern on the daily chart. We've got a very strong candle today, but really looking for anticipating an end of day, an end of week close above that May triangle at 3.5 pence. If we can get that, then we're looking for the next target up, hopefully by the end of next month, up to 5.5 pence, which is a January resistance line projection. So end of day close above 3.5 could take us to 5.5 on Tulu. Finishing off with the stock of the week, I think by quite a margin, Alien Metals. And yesterday's upgraded target from 1.3 was up to 2 pence, which again, some people chuckled at. Current situation is that with this sort of spoke of resistance lines that we have, the highest one that I could come up with at the moment is 3.5 pence, and above two pence rather, looking for 3.5 pence as a really would be a best case scenario target. I don't think we've seen many stocks rise that vertically, apart from maybe Orosur Mining. So let's see what happens there, above two, up to possibly 3.5 at Alien Metals. That's it from me today. More updates over the weekend.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.